Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, here we go, James.
Okay.
This is, what episode is it?
Something.
Fuck. Anyway, I've got to do this theme tune, so don't laugh, because this is serious. I've got to get it right.
Live theme tune.
Welcome to the Owls Talk podcast. Owls Talk. Owls Talk.
It's not going to work, this.
Owls Talk. Owls Talk. Do I start high or low now?
You've got to get higher. Keep going higher.
All right. I can't remember where I were. Thank God there's not long left.
Get as high as you can.
Welcome to the Owls Talk podcast. Owls Talk. Owls Talk. Owls Talk. Owls Talk. Oh. Owls Talk. Owls Talk.
I can't do it.
Owls Talk. I can't go higher than that. Oh, top of my range.
Go soprano.
Owls Talk. Make a mental note, we're never doing that again, ever. Never, ever.
Oh, my God. It's not the new theme tune.
Oh, dear. That's a brand new theme tune to the Owls Talk Sheffield Wednesday fans podcast. Welcome along. This is, we don't know what episode number it is because we didn't write it down. Is it 15?
It's around that.
Something like that, isn't it? Something like that. We've been off air. Is that a word? Can we say that? Off air? We've been...
Well, kind of.
Yeah, well, we haven't been around.
We're not on the radio, Neil.
We've not been around for a week or so because I've been away getting a suntan in El Campeo. Si.
Said that in fluent Spanish, Neil.
El Campeo, si, gracias. And James has been... What have you been doing last week?
Last week, I was mainly looking at your Facebook posts of you being on holiday.
So we've technically both been on holiday then. Yeah. That's fantastic. And you didn't pay and I did. As usual. So we're back. We're back in full effect.
We are.
Sponsored by the Sausage Cottage. Yes. I've just realised we've not got the jingle for the Sausage Cottage.
It's probably for the best.
Oh, I bet it were Bez.
Fuck off, Bez.
So what have we got lined up for the podcast today? Let's talk through... Should we do one of them teaser things at the beginning where we say this is what we're going to be talking about or not?
Yeah, we can do that, but whenever we do that, we then don't talk about half the stuff that we said.
And leave people wanting more.
Well, that's one word for it.
Okay, so just give us a... Well, let's talk about the first... Let's not do that then. Let's just talk about the first thing on your list, James.
Okay.
What have you got?
On my list?
Yeah.
Well, since we've been away, we had the transfer window, remember?
Okay, wait, then let's do this.
Talk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Again, Neil, we're not on the radio.
It's not FM. And for some reason, I go, right, wait a minute while I just press this button and play this jingle. So it's not flowing yet. We're not flowing as we need to be flowing. It's not smooth.
I should hope you're not in flowing, Neil.
It's not smooth enough yet. Just to talk, James. We are in a brand new studio.
Yes.
Which is the Toolmaker Studio in Sheffield, which is ably run by Nathan Bailey.
This almost feels professional, but then we ruin it.
It's a bit weird, this, isn't it? If there's going to be any video footage of this, you'll be able to see that we've gone from standing up in a kitchen in his pants.
You in your pants.
Me in my pants. To a really posh studio. It's like very posh in here.
Yeah.
We've got a clock.
Yeah.
We've got.
I was a bit worried because there's instruments around and we know what you like with a keyboard.
Give it 5 minutes and I'll play something smart. Don't worry about that. Okay, so we're talking about what transfer window has closed?
Yes.
Is there an actual real transfer window at the FA?
Yeah, and do you know what happens? Every time that the transfer window closes, it gets slammed shut.
It does get slammed shut. What time is it slammed shut these days? Is it 10 or 11?
It's 11, isn't it?
11 o'clock. But it's a con, isn't it? Because like, your transfers still come in after 11 o'clock. So
it depends. In the Premier League, they can as long as they say the intent with the FA to sign somebody, then they've got until, I think it's either 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to finalise a transfer.
Bonkers, isn't it? Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, there should be an internal wall, right, that runs across this building with a transfer window in it that someone opens and shuts.
Yeah.
If they hadn't thought of that at the FA or the Premier League or whatever they need to, they can have that idea for free. What do you reckon?
And then they can live stream it.
The window shutting.
Yeah.
Exactly. But why don't we do
that? Who would you get to shut it? You'd have to
Larry
get a
Grayson.
Celebrity.
Larry Grayson. Larry Grayson. What did he used to say now? Like, oh, shut that window.
He used to say it about doors, but yeah.
That was a real bad impression. Sorry about that. It sounded more like that monkey off Orville.
Yeah. I ate that duck.
That was good.
That wasn't too bad.
I wish I could fly way up to the sky, but I can't.
You can.
I can't.
Nearly choked on my own spit. Right. So
yeah, we've done signings.
Okay, yeah.
Right, we've actually done, I think it's 9 signings.
Speaking of signing, can you sign, like, for blind people?
No.
Okay. Go on then, anyway.
Do you know that there's different languages of signs?
Is there?
Signing, yeah. There's like...
What did you think to the film signs?
Was that the Mel Gibson
Mel Gibson one? With the aliens where he run across a field full of grass.
That was just
That's literally
rubbish.
The film. Yeah, yeah. It was rubbish. I think he hid under some floorboards at some point. What's the point of that? They just lift the floorboard up. Anyway, so back to signings.
Yeah, signings.
Yeah,
so I think we've got 9 new signings, including one that came after the transfer window slammed shut.
Does it feel like 9 new signings to you? Because I still...
It didn't until I looked at the list.
Yeah, I know, but because they trickled in over a long period of time,
yeah.
It's like it doesn't feel the same as like going out and splashing the cash on a shed load of players.
And a couple of them are players that we had on loan previously.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So they don't feel new.
Yeah. Should we stop that then? Just like not bring anybody back because it doesn't feel new enough? I think so.
I'm not saying that. I think if they're a good enough player, then sign them.
So there you go, folks. James says don't bring any players back ever to Sheffield Wednesday.
Although in the case of someone like, I don't know, Helan, who came, played quite well for a bit, dropped off towards the end of his loan spell, and then everybody wanted to sign him again anyway.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Yes. Yes.
It Although he's still a player, so yeah, get behind him and that.
So let's go through the list then. So who've we got lined up in your transfer window roundup? Hang on, I think I've got a jingle for this.
God.
1 second.
Owlstalk.co.uk, turning hope and happiness into complete despair.
Don't quite fit, I'll be honest.
But true.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so the 9 signings, we got Will Buckley from Sunderland on loan.
Right.
We got Stephen Fletcher.
Do you know much about him, Will Buckley? Sounds like someone that hang around with Robin Hood.
Okay. He's no Jeff Buckley, is he?
No, don't know him. Does he live down the road?
The singer, Jeff Buckley.
Nah.
Oh, call yourself a music fan.
Nah.
Stephen Fletcher came in from Sunderland.
Good bread.
Yeah.
Good bread.
Almond Abdi from Watford.
Almond what?
Almond Abdi.
Oh, yeah.
Not Mark Almond.
Okay.
David Jones from Burnley.
Dave Jones? No!
David.
No!
David Jones.
No, Dave. Oh. Must never say that word again.
Speaking of netball. Daniel Poodle came in. We've obviously had him before.
Yeah.
And Vincent Sasso. We've had him before.
It's a good list of names, this.
Yeah. Jake Keane, the new keeper from Norwich.
Yeah.
Then the big one, the record...
Adam Proudlook. Danny Reet.
He is like an Adam, but yeah, the record, new club record signing, Neil.
Go on.
Adam Reach.
Adam Reach.
Yeah.
What were we saying about Adam Reach then?
It's, I wouldn't have called him a record signing, but he obviously is, so. It did raise some eyebrows when the fee was kind of mooted around. Which is at 5 million quid, up to 7 million quid of add-ons, reportedly.
It's an odd one. It's an odd one. The jury's out on that. Remains to be seen, I guess.
Yeah, and then we got Erby Emanuelsson after the transfer window.
Does he go to Monte Carlo every now and again?
Probably.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm goddamn serious.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman?
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Not Abde.
or Emanuelsson.
Oh, yeah, or Emanuelsson. Nobody's dead.
Knowing our luck with signings, that will probably happen to
one of them. It will, yeah. They'll play a game and then get dead. get dead like Gene Wilder, bless him. R.I.P. Gene Wilder.
Although, let's just say that we were playing that as a clip on Owl's Talk well before he died, so...
We're not
bandwagon jumping.
Owl's Talk sorted it.
Don't say that.
Oh, okay.
There's a list of people that I'd want to die off Owl's Talk before Gene Wilder.
Speaking of which...
There's a whole thread about me on a forum slagging me off. Now, yes, I did say I wanted to kill everybody on that forum. I did say that. And I literally meant it. I literally meant it. I would happily murder all of those people in their beds. I wouldn't want to do it when they were awake.
He's on one, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bless him. Oh, Karen. Karen. Karen Walk. Car. Car. Anyway, move on for legal reasons. So, so talking about these signings then, like, overall, it's an interesting one. It's more disruption to the squad in a good way, hopefully.
But the other thing is, excuse me, well, what happened just what just happened to my voice? The other thing is, not many people have gone out. So we've built the squad, and we've not let any of our good players go either.
Or the bad ones.
Or the bad ones.
Or the ones we want to offload just haven't gone.
Yeah. Although if they're not registered, then we can just terminate the contracts and they can sign for someone else.
Yeah, but we've got quite a few players kicking around that maybe we should be offloading. And they seem to...
Like who?
They seem to survive each transfer window slamming shut, as we said earlier.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's bizarre. We've got these players and they're clearly not going to play for us, just lingering.
The most notable one that's left is Keelan Lavery.
Yeah, he's gone. And he's gone to them. He's gone to them.
Them.
He was, at one bit, he was like touted as one of the star up-and-coming youngsters, weren't he? And like, especially on Football Manager, which, as we all know, people, is the most comprehensive, accurate scouting system known to man. Some managers are actually using the stats from Football Manager.
The company, Sports Interactive, actually make a separate database that they sell to clubs for managers and coaches to use.
Yeah. So it's like, so they can log on and say, oh, right, I'm searching for a player who's got speed of 83 or above.
Yeah.
Which is, that's how I play Football Manager.
Isn't it out of 20 on Football Manager?
Yeah.
Yeah. 83 would be really fast.
Very fast. It'd be like, fast. I looked at my Football Manager. I buy it every year for some reason. I don't think I bought 15.
The last one I bought was 13.
I bought 16. And I've clocked up 452 hours. And,
Jesus.
Yeah, but considering how busy I am, that's like, it's astonishing.
Yeah, busy playing Football Manager.
It's astonishing because it's like, I have no idea how I've managed to find the time to play that much Football Manager. But I usually don't buy it because I think, oh, that's a lot of money, like 40 quid for just a computer game. You know what I mean?
But you got your money's worth out of that.
Exactly. What's that? That's £1 an hour, which is like cheaper than Gwydion Neep's end.
How much is it an hour at Hillsborough?
Hey, there you go.
There you go. Comparatively. You go.
So we are saying that Football Manager
is better than actual football.
Don't go to matches by Football Manager. You'll become more knowledgeable on players because you'll know who's got 83 speed.
And you can then go on forums and tell everybody who to sign.
Exactly. So yeah, which we all know is a very popular pastime. And people love that, you know, don't they? People love logging onto Owl's Talk and seeing like, oh, we need to sign this guy. And it's clear they've never seen him live. They're just stats on Football Manager.
Well, the worst one at the minute, like, it used to be the stats on Football Manager. Now it's the stats on FIFA Ultimate Team.
Ultimate? Foot.
Foot, yeah.
Football. Football, James. Football.
Oh, dear.
This is the Owl's Talk podcast.
So, yeah, but it remains to be seen on the new signings then, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
So, what else we got on your list? We're working through a list today, which is a bit abnormal. No, we always do that.
We always do, but it's usually just scribbled on a whiteboard.
It is.
I think we signed Emanuelsson for free, right? He used to play for AC Milan and Ajax.
Ajax.
Yeah, the cleaning company.
Ajax.
Andy says he's in the top bracket of wages.
Andy said that.
And he said...
All right. Fair enough.
But I've got a theory on why we signed him.
Go on.
His name is Urbi Emanuelsson. I can't even say it.
Yeah.
It's almost a tongue twister, right? I think what they've done is they signed him just because they listen to the Owls Talk podcast and they want to make you try and rhyme his name with something for a game.
Well, I will do. It'll be Urbi. I'll just use his first name. Okay. We'll just use his first name.
Go on then. What's the rhyme?
Right, it's not a rhyme. It's called, we'll play a game, right, James? And it's called Urbi Goes to Monte Carlo, right? No, okay. get me, right? Okay. Urbi Goes to Monte Carlo. And what you've got to do is you've got to think of three things that only exist in Monte Carlo, and you can't use the words Monte Carlo, okay? So what's your first one?
The only exist in Monte Carlo.
Yeah, and you can't use the words Monte Carlo.
The swimming pool chicane.
What's that in?
It's Formula One. The Monaco Grand Prix.
Oh, you said Monaco.
I didn't say Monte Carlo. Ha. Ah.
Are they the same place?
Yeah.
They're not. It is. Monaco's in Monte Carlo, or the other way around?
It's the same place, isn't it?
No. You have the Monaco Grand Prix, right, and you have the Monte Carlo.
I'm Googling.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I always thought it was the same.
This is the Owls Talk podcast.
Cheers, Mr. Emmingham. One of us is going to look stupid here. Monte Carlo and Monaco. Monte Carlo and Monaco. Monte Carlo and Monaco. What were we saying?
It's the same place.
You've just Googled, is Monte Carlo...
No, Monte Carlo is the administrative area of the Principality of Monaco.
So they're not then? That's the office space. It's the office space and something.
It's the same place. By the way, that last jingle.
Yeah.
Was that Urbi Emanuelsson setting off?
It was. See you, Urbi.
This is the Owls Talk podcast.
And that's his car stereo with like the cop band new single in it.
That trumpet bit sounds like Celebration.
Celebrate good times. Come on, let's do it.
This is the Owls Talk podcast.
They never sang Ahoo.
It's a celebration.
They did not sing Ahoo in Celebration. That's terrible. Fucking hell.
They did in my head.
Yeah, well, yeah. What we got? What you got for me?
I think they listened to our last Owls Talk podcast at the club, Neil.
All right, okay.
Because they've actually got new items in the mega store.
About time. Is it any good? Have you been in?
We got training wear.
I haven't been in. I won't go in again.
Well, we got training wear in. So now the floor space of the megastore, right, is now about 70%
playoff t-shirts.
70%
playoff final. Are they still on?
70% new kits.
Is the playoff? Wait. You're ignoring my question.
Yeah.
Right? You're not allowed to ignore this question. Are the playoff final t-shirts still there?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So yeah, you got 70% new kits.
Yeah.
Then you got about 10% training wear.
Right.
And the rest is playoff final t-shirts and tat.
Christmas gnomes. I can't get back into this. It sends my blood pressure sky high. It sends my anger levels soaring like an eagle. Or an owl. That's more appropriate. Yeah. What do you think of the training wear?
Some of it's decent.
Some of it's good.
Some nice stuff.
Some of it's good. There's been some items of clothing that the coaching staff have been wearing that people are demanding to buy.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
The training tracksuits, you know, that they walk out on the pitch to and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Yeah,
they're really good, except for me.
Yeah.
Right, and this is just my personal preference.
Yeah.
That tacky Sheffield Wednesday FC writing on the back.
Yes.
It'd be perfect other than that.
I don't like anything that's signposted with text.
Yeah.
Do you know what I don't like? Salt and pepper pots that say salt and pepper on them. It winds me up. Why do you need to know that? Do you know what I mean? What other things is there, James?
Have you ever picked up a salt and pepper pot or pepper pot and it not been what you've expected?
Are you all right there? I'll tell you what I did used to do. When I was 19... Right, and I lived
many years down
Mailing Bridge. Right, I used to go down Hillsborough Corner on the way home for a kebab, and kebab is next to that pub on the bridge.
Yeah, it's now Pizza and Co, I think.
Is it?
The pub is Riverside.
Right, okay.
It used to actually be the bridge, didn't it?
Usually just full of really weird people.
Yeah. There was somebody... there was a shooting outside there.
That doesn't surprise me. Anyway, so there's like that pizza place on the corner.
Yeah.
Right, the next on the other side of the bridge.
Pizza and Co.
Yeah, right, okay. Is that what you were just talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, apologies. And I used to go in and I used to get just some food, right? And they had them big old-fashioned salt pots, you know, the big hand-sized ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I used to, like, unscrew it, the top, while the guy who had his back to me, like, doing the kebabs, and then just...
It's you that does this.
And then just gently leave the top on so that the next person is going to just, like... That's my sound effect for salt.
That's salt, a lot
piling,
of salt.
Piling onto your food. I used to do that every night. Every single night.
They must have loved you coming in there.
I bet
what they did was watch you do it, and then as soon as you left, just went and screwed it back on.
Yeah.
And just went, oh, it's him again.
Just got sussed out.
I have just remembered, though, back in your DJing days, when you used to go to Cairo's, and then we used to go to the kebab shop.
Cairo Jack's.
And then we went to the kebab shop after. And you got a laser pen for some reason.
I did. So it was when laser pens first came out. I was always first with technology. And we got laser pen.
The height of tech.
Yeah.
And as the guy was going down as the guy. Sorry, I can't enunciate properly.
Try two hands.
As the guy was shaving off the lengths of lamb kebab off the big skewer thing.
Yeah.
You were following him down with the laser
pen. Yeah, and he thought it was...
He went mad.
He did. He went a bit nuts. I don't know what was up with him.
He actually thought that he was going crazy.
He did, because it was funny. Every time he turned around, I turned it off and just, like, whistled and looked at the ceiling. And then when he went back to the kebab, turned it back on and then just, like, ran up and down the kebab. Yeah. I don't know what he thought it was. Must have thought it was an alien or something. Or, like, a luminous beetle. Luminous beetle. Not Paul McCartney. Hello, I'm Paul McCartney. We're waffling on. So yes. that was what?
So that was training wear in the shop. And as you go to the shop now, Neil.
Yeah.
There's now a new sign on the cop.
There is. I saw this for the first time yesterday when you pointed it out. As we were driving to Quick Fit to get my MOT done for a reasonable £35.
Okay, Alan Partridge.
It passed first time. I were well impressed with that.
Dead.
He gave me a lot of warnings, didn't he? He's like, ooh, that's dangerous and that's dangerous. I'm like, whatever, £35. See you later. Like that. And I went back to New York.
And then we had this conversation coming out of there that you haven't changed your oil or even topped up your oil for nearly 2 years.
Yeah, well, that's how I broke my last two cars as well. But I never remember. I don't really know how these things work.
So that is why we went to Alfred's, to get them to check your oil for you, because you don't know how to do it.
But do you remember the first thing that the guy said to me when he came back from looking at my car?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, clean your car. Clean your car.
It needs a clean.
It desperately needs.
And to be fair, he was right.
Yeah, he was, because I got imprints of leaves on the bonnet. But yeah, £35, Quick Fit, if anybody wants a cheap and easy MOT.
It's like we're giving out free sponsorship this week. Pizza and Co, Quick Fit.
Sausage Cottage. Sausage Cottage. Where's he got? Is he still there? Sausage Cottage. Is he gone?
He's been sold.
I tried to buy that for Alstor.
He does sponsor the podcast.
Yeah. We'll have to figure out how we're going to get the cash for that. So this new sign on... There's a few new signs kicking about, but like there's a big one on the cop. There's two big ones on the cop.
This one's even bigger than a normal cop sign.
Well, the one that's facing Herries Road is a square.
Yeah.
And then they've put a square in the middle of the square.
On a different shade of white.
On a different shade of white, and it looks... Oh, just hit myself in the face. It looks... as you do... As you casually smash yourself in the face. It's a small square in the middle of a big square with an owl.
It's basically, they've stuck like...
A sticker.
Yeah.
They've stuck a poster on a massive billboard. It looks a bit like that.
Yeah.
And then the other one.
The other one.
The other one's the one that you pointed out to me that I didn't notice at first.
On the pictures of it that I saw before I saw it in person.
Yeah.
It just looks like a giant Panini sticker's been stuck on the side of the cop.
Yeah. It didn't look right, but... Yeah.
What really gets me, though, I'm quite OCD with design and stuff like that, right? They've got a white border on the top and bottom, but yeah. not on the sides.
Yeah.
It looks really weird.
I don't get that. It's a bit freaky. It's a bit like...
it's like a half-done job.
They once used to make cameras and you used to put some roll in it and it used to come out, photos used to come out in it, like...
Like Polaroids.
Yeah, like Polaroid, mini Polaroids. And yeah. they were like that. They were like that. They had a bit of white at the top and a bit at the bottom.
Yeah.
Don't know why I told you that.
Thanks.
Mm. And then there's another lad, massive boom, all the time, just posting about dancing and horse riding. I can't take horse riding anymore. I don't want to hear about bloody horse riding. Look at my... Look, I've got blood on my hand now.
That's Jev's. Jev's did 17 hours straight on House Talk. 17, well, and it sent him nuts.
I'd send anyone
it
nuts.
It sent him nuts.
I can't do 17 minutes nowadays.
17 hours straight. He did a 17-hour binge Owls Talk session.
Was that for charity or just for his own mental...
Let's see what he says about it.
I've just been on Owls Talk website for like 17 hours or something, and I still don't get it.
So it sent him absolutely nuts.
I've been on Owls Talk on and off for, what... nearly 15 years now, Neil, and I still don't get it.
Nobody gets it.
Exactly.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Owl's Talk. Not as good as it used to be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What you got for us?
Well, there's a thread that's been bumped, Neil, that's come up after 5 years. A five-year-old thread got bumped today.
Okay.
Right.
What is it?
It's one that you started.
Yeah.
It was a picture of everybody's favourite BBC Radio Sheffield presenter.
Staten. Rob Staten.
Right. And you titled it, Rob Staten.
Staten.
Sheffield's sexiest commentator.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
Yeah. And basically, you then, in the thread, there's a picture of him that you took, I think, at one of the games. And you basically big him up and say that you want to touch him and stuff.
What I don't want to do here is, because we've got interest from Seth Bennett right now, haven't we?
Yeah.
Seth Bennett wants to come on the podcast. He wanted to sign for us instead of that other rabble. And it looks like that's going to happen. So what I don't want to do is...
We've got big news on that as well, haven't we, coming up?
Have we?
Yeah, on our own transfer dealings.
Oh, yeah, we have, yeah. So anyway, going back to the sexiest radio presenter, I don't want to like upset any of the others, right? But Staten...
You're trying to say Seth isn't sexy?
Staten is head and shoulders above... All the other
and
presenters.
Forehead.
All the other presenters.
His forehead and shoulders above everyone else.
Forget his forehead, right? Forget his forehead. Because he's the first to admit that his hair started receding when he was, what, 12? he might not actually have said that.
I think you've just said that for him.
He might not be happy with anybody saying that, but you know, we've known him for years, haven't we?
The thing with Staten is or Staten. Staten.
No, it's Staten. Right, let's clear this up first, right?
Right.
His name, right, when we've known him since he was a kid. Has always been Rob Staten.
Staton.
We can't have started calling him Rob Staten and him not correct us if his name isn't Staten. Right? So it's got to be Staten.
I'm only saying how he presents it when he's doing his professional radio stuff.
Why has he suddenly changed it when he's gone on Radio Sheffield to Staten?
Because he's on the BBC now.
Staten.
He's another level above everybody
Staten.
Else.
Staten. Is it because it sounds like radio station? I don't know.
It doesn't have a Y in it, does it?
No.
It's Staton.
Yeah. So, like, it's not like Ayrton Senna. It's Staten. Yeah. Staten.
Yeah.
Right? Like but, Saturn.
But I think that Staten was better back in the day when he used to get photographed in the grandstand wearing a cravat.
Yes. Rob started in his cravat. Oh my word.
God. I wish we still had that photo.
That I think he was destined for local radio when he started wearing a cravat, because I think Ronnie Robinson wears cravats and possibly Paula Edwards.
So basically we can expect Rob to be on the afternoon show on BBC Radio Sheffield soon.
Well, let's see.
When one of them dies.
Let's predict this, because Paul Walker, he went on to do, he's done commentary on a national scale. Yeah, and
Football League show and all that stuff.
Yeah, so he's done like Football League show and stuff very well. He does it very well.
That's quite highly paid, that, apparently.
If you know what he's got paid for that, listeners, write in. Tell us how much he got paid.
I've got an idea. But
So the Football League show, which I think he does a great job. I like Paul Walker. I think he's good at his job. Then there's Seth, who we're hoping to get on the podcast soon when he gets back from Rio. And he's done other stuff, hasn't he? So he's gone on to, like, I've heard him occasionally on
he does the ice hockey commentary and stuff for the Olympics. And
he's done all sorts. He's always travelling the world, isn't he? From his Manchester.
Didn't he do a show on BBC World Service for a bit?
Yeah, he's done all sorts. And Radio 5 Live, he comes and does the sports bulletins on that. So now we've got to predict where Staten's going to go. Right? Because he's one of us, we want him to go to max level.
Yeah. So. I think it'll take over from Matthew Wright on the Wright Stuff on Channel 5 when he retires.
That'll be good. Who does he interview him normally?
It's usually some kind of EastEnders star and like former like
Doc Cotton
reality
show. So you'll have you'd be Rob Statton, right? Right, you'd be Rob Statton, and I'll be your guests, and you've got to guess who I am. So you're guessing the guests because they're behind the screen.
Okay.
So you introduce yourself as the Matthew Wright Rob Statton show.
Okay, well, this is the Statton Wright Stuff, and I'm Rob Statton, and I've got a big forehead.
We need a play on your surname. Maybe do Statton in Saturn, or Statton on Saturn, you know, something like that. Knights in White Statton. Do that. Right, so start again. I ain't got any theme tune music. Hang on, let's try this. Are you ready?
Okay. Hello, and welcome to Knights in White Statton, with me and my cravat-wearing goodness. I've got a guest today. Would you like to tell us a bit about yourself, guest?
Oh, I don't know about that in the laundrette.
you're definitely June Brown, who plays Doc Cotton.
That's right. I'll go and sit over there and wait for you to interview me.
Okay, right. And is there another guest?
Yeah.
Oh, who's this one?
Get out my pub.
I think that you sound just like Grant Mitchell.
That's right. I'm going to sit over there with Dot.
Okay. Speaking of Grant Mitchell, the Mitchells, right?
Yeah.
And this is not me being Rob Statton now. This is me being me in the same voice that I was doing Rob Statton in.
All right, Rob.
Right. Do you know the Beer Keller in Sheffield City Centre?
Yeah.
The new bar pub thing.
Where is it?
Bavarian Bar, West Street.
All right. Okay.
Right. They do PAs and meet and greets with people, right? You pay £5 to go in and meet and greet somebody.
Yeah.
Do you know who their big star is for next month?
Go on.
Steve McFadden.
He's
Phil Mitchell from EastEnders.
Phil Mitchell. Yeah, I knew that. What's he going to do?
Probably get caught dogging again.
What? He got caught dogging? Yeah. Is that legal? Are we allowed to say that?
Allegedly.
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 He's never been caught dogging. Do you remember Gillian Tailforth?
Yeah.
She did something
in a lay-by, didn't she?
She did, yeah. Steve Mitchell, what's his name?
Steve McFadden.
Steve McFadden Mitchell has not been caught dogging. I've never
has
seen that.
I'm sure that's an old news headline.
Don't know. We might have to check that.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's the character. The character has been caught dogging.
No, I'm sure it was him.
Oh, God.
Allegedly.
You're going to get sued. So he's doing the Beer Keller for £5.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, he's going to get more than that.
£5 each meet and greet with Steve McFadden.
Do you get to meet and greet him for £5? Because
apparently, yeah.
Because I wanted to meet Jordan at that one on West Street.
Players Bar?
No, right at the bottom. Woo or whatever. Moo or something.
Oh, the
OMG.
OMG, yeah.
OMG, yeah.
When that first opened, yeah.
Yeah, Katie Price.
The kind of place you frequent on a weekend.
On my birthday, she was there.
Wow.
And I thought...
Serendipity.
Yeah, she went there. And I was like, I wanted to like go and meet her. Katie Price, not Sarah, whatever. And yeah. So, but like...
So why didn't you?
Can't remember. Probably drunk. So Steve McFadden...
Yeah.
And then... £5.
Then after him... On another event, it's, I think his name's Alan Johnson, the guy that played Dr. Carl Kennedy in Neighbours. Who?
What right, the hell?
Who the goes hell? To these things?
Right, I'm Googling him. What's his Carl Kennedy?
Carl Kennedy. It's Alan something, I think, his name.
Yeah, but we need to see if he's still alive.
I've actually seen him playing in the Walkabout in a band.
Have you?
Yeah, he used to play in a band. And I didn't go to see him. I was just out with some mates and we went to the Walkabout and he was on stage playing in a band.
He's still alive, people. Born in 1994.
What?
On Wikipedia, it says... No. Dr. Carl Raymond Kennedy is a fictional character born in... Oh, no, that's when he started on
Started
Neighbours.
On...
Okay. I was going to say, like, he's aged badly. He's aged really badly. He once got fined for drink driving after he has a few glasses of wine at a medical conference. So it's a bit of a warning for him for when he comes to beer keller. Cal Kennedy. Yeah, so what are they going to do? What do you actually do for a fiver? Do you just...
God knows.
You woke up and go, all right.
Yeah.
Hello. No. Have you ever paid for meet and greet?
No, never.
Why would you do it?
Knowing you, to have the photo taken and post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like you did with who was it, S Club or something, and Bryan Adams and... You didn't pay to see them. You were actually backstage at a concert, weren't you?
Yeah, it was the other way around. Yeah, so, how do we get onto this topic?
Because I was interviewing Doc Cotton and Grant Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Get him, man.
That could be Ray Winston as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Ray Winston's disembodied head from the Bet365 adverts.
Came here, right, for a shootout.
God, not again.
Like a Western.
I love that film. I watched it again on the plane.
I
love it. It's so good. It is so good.
I wasn't that fussed about it.
Come on, it's so good.
It's all right.
That scene in the pub is awesome.
That's the best scene, isn't it?
We're talking about Legend, by the way, which is, who's in it? Tom Hardy. And Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Plays both parts of the Cray brothers. But I thought it was good. I liked it.
It's all right.
It's good.
Western.
cool.
And then there's another lad at Cardiff Owl, all times posting on it like, get the old lady rocking. What old lady? There ain't even any old ladies on it.
That one, right, that one, was a subject of conversation on ourstalk.co.uk the other day, right, where I posted, let's get the old lady rocking, right?
Right.
Everybody went nuts. They're like, what are you on about?
That's an old saying.
What are you on about? Why are you saying that?
That's
what are you on about?
Cardiff Owl legend saying.
Then they used words like cringe and cringeworthy and tin pot and stupid.
They were just talking about you then. Anyway.
Yeah, that is true. But yeah, it really wound everybody up. Say old lady rocking.
But that's an old saying. I don't. It's an old Owl's Talk saying.
I honestly don't get it. Do not get it.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the official Owen Morrison fan club.
So what we're saying?
So it was Sheffield Wednesday's birthday last week, Neil.
How many?
149.
So what?
Well, you know what that means.
150 next year.
Yeah, we've got a year to prepare for the 150th.
What do you think's going to happen? New kit?
There's got to be some kind of celebratory kit, hasn't there?
Do you think that's why they've moved away from the traditional thick white and black blue stripes so that they can spectacularly unveil one next year?
I do. Possibly.
I've thought that all along.
I think there's some kind of logic in doing that.
And conspiracy.
Yeah.
I tell you what, right? Speaking of this, I've got writing to David Icke recently.
All right.
I have, yeah. I have, because like...
Do you think the lizards are taking over?
No, I don't think he does either, but I think everything he says is true.
Such as?
I can't really remember any of it. I can just remember... All I can remember, James, is I was listening to him while laid on a beach last week with my earphones on, thinking, yeah, it's true with that. I agree with that.
Right.
So I'll leave
but
you
what did you agree with?
I can't remember, but, right, but
oh my God.
I want to go and see him live, but he's. I think it's February.
This is why politics in this country is fucked.
February 2017, he's playing Manchester Apollo. So if you want to
he's
come...
He's playing?
Yeah, yeah.
He's, what, instruments and everything?
He does. He has a band on, as he has a break, because do you know how long his gigs are? 10 hours.
What?
10 hours.
The is doors, he the next Billy Graham?
The doors open at 9 a.m. and you it starts at 10 a.m. And then he does 10 solid... No, he don't do 10 solid hours. He does 4 two-hour bits with a break in the middle.
And what does he say in those two-hour bits, Neil?
He talks about... I don't know. But I agree with it. I agree with it. DavidIcke.com if you want tickets for that. I know this sounds, like a, this sounds like another plug. I was going to, but it's 47 quid.
What?
Well, it's 10 hours. So it's like, that's... If we're talking about value for money, it's more hours for your money than a Wednesday match.
Well, definitely, yeah.
But not as many hours for your money as Football Manager, so that's the conundrum. Do you want to, A, Football Manager, B, Sheffield Wednesday match, or C, David Icke?
Well, there is a new Football Manager coming out, Neil.
I'm going to buy it. You can pre-order it, can't you, already?
Yeah, you get a bonus if you pre-order it, don't you?
Yeah. I would like the graphics on the matches to be better with like the real grounds and stuff like that, but I bet it just can't be arsed.
Yeah.
Really. Anyway... Let me tell you about something.
Okay.
Have we finished your topic? What was the topic?
That was about the 150th birthday.
Oh, well, we haven't really skirted the surface of that yet. Yeah. So the new kit we're obviously going to get.
Yep.
What else?
I don't know. What can you do for it? You'd like to,
commemorative
to be a
match.
Big event. Yeah.
A commemorative match.
Yeah.
You could have a concert with Twin. They can play.
Would you do a like
fireworks display? You can sit in the executive boxes in the South Stand for
and not see the fireworks.
What was that concert that we're going to go on the pitch? Party on the pitch? What?
Oh, that was. What's her name? The Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler.
And Westlife did happen. That was the fireworks party.
Yeah.
The one with Bonnie Tyler had another like boy band type of thing.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Can't remember who.
No, I can't.
Was it Blue or something?
No, it weren't that good. No. By a mile. So yeah, I think there might be some shindigs. They'll probably. I hope that it's not just going to turn into a series of events, right, in the South Stand rooms.
Oh, that would just be so boring.
Where they have pie and peas and listen to the players just waffle on the same old stories.
Yeah.
With Nigel Short giggling at it.
What did United do? United had their,
Nigel.
Yeah. United had their 125th anniversary recently, didn't they, I think?
What did they do?
And then they had a commemorative match against somebody, I believe.
Yeah.
I can't remember who. And then Pele turned up for it.
He can't anymore. He's ill, isn't he? Is he ill?
I think he's ill now.
Bless him.
Can't get it up, so he needs some purple pills.
I'll leave you with that one.
Owlstalk.co.uk, the official home of Steve Basford's horse riding updates. At all said.
Just thought I'd drop that one in for you, James, and off you go.
Steve Basford's horse riding updates.
We have exclusive
news.
We've got exclusive news.
There was a battle that went on, Neil.
There was. It was like Man United versus Inter Milan.
It was just like that. And I actually got a message earlier, let me see. Steve says that after long, extensive negotiations,
yeah,
Steve Basford, he has turned down the Wednesday week.
Good lad,
and decided to become part of the Owls Talk podcast.
Naturally, good lad, good lad. So that means that we're going to get Steve Basford.
Yeah, we're going to have a bit with Steve Basford
on the Owls Talk podcast,
which I'm looking forward to.
Me too. I'll do that. I'll do the Alan Biggs interview first.
Yeah,
then Seth Bennett, and then Steve Basford. Because he's going on holiday soon, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going on holiday. I think...
Is he taking Puddle and that with him?
Well, he can't take the horses on holiday. Yeah. Unless he rides them there.
Yeah.
I saw your face. So, yeah, I just had a message from Steve. And he says tell Neil he's going to have a word with Liz on the 21st of September.
Okay.
And then we can arrange it.
Sound. So we're looking forward to that. That's Steve Basford exclusively on the Owls Talk Sheffield Wednesday Fans podcast.
Although he does say we will be called Steve's podcast now.
Yeah, we've got a bit of contract negotiations to go through still with Steve, but...
We can't change the name.
We'll get there. I like these celebrity endorsements we're getting, though.
Yeah.
Hello, all you Sheffield Wednesday fans out there. Donald Trump here. You are listening to the Owl Stalk podcast.
There you go. That's the real Donald Trump. That is the real Donald Trump.
He's definitely real.
I don't know if we should be having him endorsers, to be fair. He's a bit nuts, isn't he?
He's very nuts.
America
is screwed.
He needs to go to watch David Icke with me in February. Me and Donald Trump, we'll head to Manchester.
Why don't you tweet him and tell him that you'll buy him his £47 ticket?
He can pay. He's rich. So, like, we'll go to Manchester. We'll watch David Icke together with Steve Basford.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a day out.
Did you see Donald Trump when he went to that Scottish golf course that he owns?
Yes.
And the protesters there?
Yes. They were class.
And there was all these people holding up signs saying, like, Trump, get out of Scotland, and, like, Trump, we don't agree with your immigration policies, or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
And then just one person at the front with a big sign that said, Trump, you are a cunt.
Really? Oh, yeah. He got like, thrown out, though, didn't he?
Right at the front.
He got muscled out. He probably got beat up as well.
Yeah. Owlstalk.co.uk, where football chat comes last.
Speaking of where football chat comes last, Neil, we've had the international break.
Yeah.
There's not been much Wednesday
There's been nothing
going on.
There's been nothing. The transfer window shut, and then that's it.
Which then leads to a bit of a lull on Owls Talk.
Massively.
Right.
Every time. It gets, like, a bit boring.
This is like a plea to people to come up with interesting and, like, funny, relevant, good threads, because the stuff we've had to put up this week, Neil...
I've missed it. I've been away. And that's probably the reason it's on a lull. I'd have got it rocking. I'd have got the old lady rocking.
is Al's Talk an old lady now?
Potentially.
That you've screwed
smells,
over.
Smells.
Yeah, so one of the threads that we've had, Neil, is who was the last Adam we signed?
Adam Proudlock?
Who cares?
Got it in one. No, I think that's a good question.
This wasn't a contribution.
Oh.
A request for contributions.
Well, I was kind of thinking that's great quality.
You're part of the problem.
Oh. Oh, wow. Well, was it Adam Proudlock?
No.
Adam Reach?
Well, Adam Reach is the latest one, yeah.
I win. I did it in two.
I think he meant before Adam Reach.
Adam Proudlock?
Was Adam Boulder after Adam Proudlock? I don't know. I didn't read the thread. Obviously, people have discussed it in there.
Right, okay. I'll nip on to that, because I like the idea. That's a great idea.
Which then also led on to who was the last Philip we signed. Do you see where...
Phil King?
Keep saying
Phil
it.
Phil King? Right, I'm Phil King. I got a pub in Swindon, and you can come and sit in my pub garden. Wow. And I'll make you some cider. And we can all ever laugh.
Do you know the name of his pub?
Phil King?
The name of his pub? It's the Dolphin, isn't it?
Is it?
I believe, in Swindon.
Here comes swimming the Dolphin.
Right. Another thread that we had, Neil.
Yeah.
Somebody has made a thread that just lists the squad by height.
Yes, and it's caused some right controversy.
Yeah.
Because apparently FIFA, I think it's FIFA, it might be FIFA the game.
Yeah.
Reckons that Semedo is taller than Tom Lees, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Something like that. They reckon he's like 6 foot.
Again, I haven't read this.
Oh, I like this.
I've opened up the thread.
Yeah.
Seen just a list of players' names with their height listed next to it.
Yeah.
And just thought, why?
What players do you think enjoy curry the most? James, what players?
You are part of the problem.
Yeah, but this, you know, when people talk about football, yeah, right, it gets pretty boring pretty quick because everything's been said a million times.
Well, so, we've been accused by another podcast of not talking about football.
They talk about football, so why would we?
Exactly.
Why would we speak about the same things that they do? What's the point of that?
Exactly.
No. I'd like to think we're Kenny Everett compared to their Paula Edwards.
You're obsessed with Paulette Edwards.
She winds me up. No offence to Paulette, she's a really nice woman. But come on. She does a job for the listenership that Radio Sheffield has in the afternoons.
I was going to say, for people that don't know, she presents a show on Radio Sheffield in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where eyeballs smell of chicken.
So talking of football then, Neil.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do now.
Yeah.
George Hurst. Have you seen he's played for the under-18s?
Right.
Yeah, scored 2 goals in the first half and has been picked out for special praise.
That's terrible.
Do you see what happens when you talk about football for an entire...
Fuck yeah. Picked out for special praise. What does that entail? George, come here. George, come here. Come here.
Why is it Bass?
Talks like that. George, no, I'll be a Scottish coach.
Okay.
I think we've got one of them still. Lee Bullen. Yeah, well, Lee Bullen. Right, I'm Lee Bullen. You be George Hurst.
Lee, that's... Do we have Scottish coaches in the England side? Okay.
Oh, is it England?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant when
England under-18s.
All right. Okay, I weren't listening. So England, right? So I'll be the English coach, and you can be George Hurst. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. George, come over here, George.
Hello, boss.
Hello. I just thought you scored 2 goals in the first half, right?
Yeah. So one of them was a penalty.
I'm gonna.
One was a header, I think.
Fucking hell. I'm dying.
Oh,
I'm dying.
I could have had a trick.
God.
Hey, George. Come over here, George. I want to talk to you.
You were Scottish a minute ago.
Come here, George. I want to talk to you. Okay, now, you had a very good first half. A very good first half.
Yes, boss.
You scored 2 goals.
Yes.
2 very good goals.
A penalty and a header.
So I thought I'd pull you over for some special praise.
Okay, what's that then?
Exactly. What is that? What does that mean? Being picked up for some special praise. What happens at that point? Who picks him out and when do they deliver it? That's what I want to know. Because they've clearly played the match. So he'll have got like, well done, George, in the dressing room. So...
But I think it's just that they get more praise than the
more
other players.
More praise. Yeah. They get more praise.
Yeah.
Hello, George. Come over here. You know that praise I gave you earlier?
Yes,
I want to give you more praise.
Okay.
Okay. So
I scored a penalty and a header. I nearly had a hat trick.
So take that with you back to your Sheffield Wednesday and say hi to... Chris Brunt and Glenn Whelan for me, please.
You're not there anymore.
I've just been on Owl's Talk website for like 17 hours or something, and I still don't get it.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm goddamn serious.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman?
Owl's Talk. Not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I hear, Neil, that you're going to be upgrading the site again.
No, it's not upgrading. I'm just like doing some work on it, which typically means that we get downtime for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
As I frantically try and fix it myself and then eventually get the plumbers in to do it properly.
Plumbers?
Whatever. That might be where I've been going wrong all these years, just getting the wrong guys in. But yeah, if you want to join in this madness and mayhem, it should have picked up after this lull from the international break.
Yes.
And we are at www. Do people still say that when they read that?
Not really, no.
Website. So was that just 20 years ago?
That was at the dawn of the internet.
We are at owlstalk.co.uk. You can register on the site, and when you do, if you're not registered and you're not logged in, when you look at the site, you can see like what 5 or 6 forums.
Yeah.
Right. And when you're registered and you're logged in, you can see 25 forums, which has got all sorts in it.
Yeah.
All sorts.
And each little forum has its own little community within it.
It does. So we have like a betting and gambling community, which can ruin your life.
Yeah.
We've got a dressing room section, which is just all sorts, and it's a bit weird.
Just general chat, isn't it? That?
Films and TV.
Yeah.
Section.
Music. Gaming.
Music. Gaming. Yeah. So there's a bit of everything for everybody.
It's like gaming, not gay men.
On top gamer, gay men forum. And then we've got more football forums, which I probably need to tidy them up because they're a bit messy at the minute.
Yeah.
I think we've got a Gary Medine forum for wow-y. Stuff. Exactly. I know. David Hurst forum, which is like fair enough. Carlton Palmer forum. All within owlstalk.co.uk. We are the biggest, the busiest, and the best.
Indeed.
Owls Talk forum on the internet.
Yeah, and podcast.
Yes. Yeah, definitely the busiest podcast by miles.
Yeah.
Understandably, because of the quality of it.
Well, yeah. Where else can you get such quality role players? Rob Statton interviewing Doc Cotton.
Le Chambre. what we are at Twitter?
We're at Owls Talk at Twitter.
We are, yes. Yes. It's got, how many followers have we got on that now? Let's have a look.
Oh, who knows?
Before we go. Before we go,
at least 10.
I'll give you some stats and facts and figures. We are on 23,000 followers.
Wow.
Which is like decent. People still tweet some random stuff to us. What we typically get mostly tweeted to us, right, on the Owls Talk Twitter is we get people that create like mobile phone cases that are really, really shit. And they'll go like, oh, these are now on sale. Retweet it and tell everybody. And I look at them and I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
They're typically naff.
They are generally crap. Although we get threads like that on Owls Talk of people designing like T-shirts or just rubbish tat that should be in the club shop.
Yeah.
Because it's that kind of club shop quality rubbish.
It is that bad. It is that bad. So, yeah. So tweet us on at Owls Talk. Make our day and tweet us something more relevant and more interesting. Steve Basford's been tweeting us all afternoon.
Yeah.
And come and visit us on the forums at at owlstalk.co.uk. Come and register. And we'll see you around on the forums.
Yeah.
Say hello. It's all happening. And that's all from us. That's all from me, Neil.
And me, James.
That's tacky.
Yeah, it's really tacky.
Let's think of a different outro.
You should sing an outro.
No way. So it's like, come to Owls Talk, where all the owls talk.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
It's not FM, Neil. We're not on radio.
I know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.